Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you on this morning, oh God. We invite your presence on the line on this morning, oh God. We ask that you will continue to have thine own way. As we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you will increase within us. God, I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you, God, that you are never short of your word, oh God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that who you are. You are a just God. You are a faithful God. You are an all-knowing God and so much more. Father God, continue to have thine own way. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Acts, the 20th chapter, 23rd and the 24th verse. Acts 20th, 23 and 24. And it reads, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is real victory. Real victory. So to understand these verses, you have to picture the scene. Paul is on his way to Jerusalem. He stops at Miletus and calls for the elders of the church in Ephesus, a community he spent roughly 3 years pouring his life into. And he knows this is a permanent goodbye. He will never see their faces again. So in verses 22 and 23, Paul explains that he is heading to Jerusalem, bound in the spirit. He doesn't know every detail of what lies ahead, but the Holy Spirit has made one thing clear through prophetic warnings in city after city. He said imprisonment and suffering was waiting for him. So to break down the passages in verse 23, there was definitely a hardship awaiting for him. He said, except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. You see, a forewarned path, Yedioshah. God did not promise Paul a smooth road, comfortable retirement, or an easy success. But the Spirit specifically promised bonds, chains, imprisonment, and afflictions, tribulation. And obedience over comfort. You see, most people view warning signs as a reason to turn back or change direction. But for Paul, the Spirit's warning wasn't a red light to stop. No, it wasn't. But a heads up to prepare mentally and spiritually. He walked straight into hardship because he valued God's mandate over self-preservation. You see, that's what God will give us instructions, and he always tells us what lies ahead, and he will equip us to face what lies ahead. But we have to be open to receive it. Most of us will just back away because we don't want to experience hardship. But just knowing that God is with us when we walk into it, and he promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. But in verse 24, this is the ultimate value system. But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself. You see, right there, people of God, there was a shift in ownership. You see, this is one of the most radical declarations in the New Testament. Paul isn't expressing a suicidal desire or the hatred for life. Rather, he is declaring that his physical life is secondary. Come on, here, somebody. It is no longer his property to preserve at all costs. He declared that his physical life is secondary to what God wants him to do, what he was fit to encounter. And it's another thing, this was a secret weapon, because when a person stops holding their own life as their highest treasure, fear loses its grip. You can't threaten a man with prison or death when he has already surrendered his life to Christ. You cannot threaten him or her with nothing, with no foolishness or nothing, when they know, for God I live and for God I die. You can't touch me no way. You cannot do me no harm, because I got a secret weapon. I got Christ on my side. Come on, hear somebody. So it goes on to say, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus. You see, running the race, Paul frequently uses athletic imaginary, like running a track meet. He said, to describe the Christian walk. His main goal wasn't just to start well, but it is to finish. People of God, it doesn't matter how you start, as long as you finish it. Come on here. At the beginning, it may get rocky, but if you keep on going, every crooked place will be made straight. And all the rocks will be moved out the way so that you can come along smoothly. And also, you got to look at it as like this. This is a divine assignment. Because we're talking about real victory here now. We're not talking about no fake victory where some people say, I got victory one day and then the next day they back bound again. No, no, no. We're talking about real victory. And the next thing is a divine assignment. You see, his life wasn't about building a personal brand, come on here, or pursuing aimless goals. It was about completing a specific service or ministry assigned directly by Jesus. You see, he was determined to finish a divine assignment. That's what we got to get. No matter what come up against us, if God gave us an assignment to complete, yes, the enemy then heard the instructions. He see what you get ready to do. And he's going to send every fiery dart. He's going to send every witch, every warlock, every sorcerer, every curse word, every negative thing. He's going to send distraction to hinder you from doing the assignment God has commissioned you to do. And it says to testify soundly of the gospel of the grace of our God. So the core mission is, what is the course? What is the ministry? Paul defines it right here. He say, to bear witness to the gospel of grace. The good news isn't a message of self-reliance. It's the unearned, extravagant favor of God through Jesus Christ. So, the takeaways or the practical application of these two verses is purpose outweighs pain. Ooh, are you the deal, she? Purpose outweighs your pain. Because if your primary goal in life is safety, comfort, or convenience, any obstacle will derail you. You see, Paul was immovable, because his purpose was greater than his personal comfort. And so you have to have faithfulness over longevity. Our culture is making life as long and comfortable as possible. But in verse 24, it challenges us to prioritize faithfulness over length. A short life fully surrendered to God's purpose accomplishes far more than a long life spent on selfish ambition. And to sum it up, this not about you. This is not about you. This is about the assignment that God has instructing you to complete it. You will start it, but when you come to distractions or when you hit a brick wall, you want to stop it. Faithfulness over longevity. And here's another takeaway. Is grace is worth everything. You see, Paul was willing to face chains. He was willing to face beatings and eventual execution because he knew the message he carried. The gospel of God's grace was the most valuable thing on earth to him. And that's the way it should be to us. I love the word of God. I love dissecting the word of God. I love breaking it down. I love to apply it to my situation and watching my situation change. I love the spiritual growth that I see that I have within me just from learning the word of God. So the Apostle Paul was very aware of the troubles and the imprisonments that were in front of him. But he also knew that real victory is not when God does everything you like. Real victory is not when God changes all of your negative circumstances and fixes all the people who get on your nerves or just come up against you. No, real victory is when all that happens, but it doesn't bother you anymore. You can talk about me. You can have my name up and down the highway. You can come up against me. It doesn't bother me anymore. Spiritual maturity. Come on here, somebody. When you reach real victory, you have spiritual maturity. You've grown to the point where you don't have to have all that other stuff to be happy. I'm just happy with Jesus. You're content while God is working right where you are, knowing that he's giving you grace, not just for the good times, but grace for the tribulations. When there's pressure, when people betray your trust, when doors won't open, your attitude is, I'm going to keep running my race with joy despite what's coming against me. Yes, there's a lot of pressure. I feel it, but I'm still going to give God praise. Mm-hmm. Yes, I may bend a little, but I'm not going to break because I'm still going to give God praise. My praise determines my outcome of this whole situation. I'm on a road that I didn't choose. But God is ordering my steps. Some of you are on a road that you didn't choose. But you got to allow God to order your steps so you won't get derailed. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So you won't fall and stumble. I would not let what I want to get in the way of where God is taking me. And that's the attitude you have to have. Don't let nothing or nobody get in the way of where God is taking you. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we don't have to be moved by the tests and troubles we face because we know that you are still on the throne. Father God, our faith and trust are in you and your mighty power at work in our lives right here and now. Father God, help us to walk in real victory and to finish our race with joy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for studying the word of God with me on this morning. If you need to contact me, my number is 206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. Keep studying the word of God. The more you study the word of God, the more you will grow. And remember, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineview, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com and